everyone.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Sally O'Cordy, and welcome to Public Advocate. I am so pleased that my guest today will be Dr. Betty Martini, who is an expert on aspartame. And this is May Day, and on May Day, we cover very serious issues. We say, May Day, May Day. Last year, we talked about the Gardasil vaccine with Sandy Leneux, and this is an interview I recommend everybody listen to, very informative, and certainly the cry of May Day, May Day, in regard to the HPV vaccine is very, very real, and such is it with aspartame, which they are currently referring to, I understand, on the packaging now, as Amino Sweet. So you have to look on packaging for Amino Sweet. And I recommend that you do. But my caller today is Dr. Betty Martini, and she is an expert. Let me tell you a little bit about her while I wait for her to call in. First of all, I would like to give Kat Carroll complete props for introducing me to Dr. Martini. Kat is with the National Health Federation, and I've interviewed her. I've interviewed the gentleman. She works with Scott Tipps, I believe, three times, and this is my second interview now with Dr. Betty Martini. Okay, so the name of Dr. Martini's website is Mission Possible, World Health International. So that would be www.mpwhi. You will find directly under the screen the website. So you can just scroll down under the screen and see the website. It's a live link. You can click directly on there. And to confirm what I had read, the first thing you'll see is Amino Sweet equals aspartame. So they're trying to disguise this poison by giving it a new name. And isn't that just typical? You know, I wish I could say there was a surprise there. Oh, good. I'm so pleased Dr. Betty Martini has called in, and I will pick her up forthwith. Hi, Betty.
Hi, Sally.
I'm very pleased to have you back. I posted our last interview together underneath the screen because it was so popular and you're so knowledgeable. So thank you very much for coming on my program again.
I'm delighted. I hope you got a copy of the note I sent you earlier where the issue was on the doctors on ABC. And I don't know, if you got to,
I don't know if you got to see it,
but it was absolutely outstanding. You know, there's one thing that women don't want to be is ugly and fat, and that's what they showed, not only the obesity epidemic, but they had a makeup artist show what a beautiful woman would look like if she continued to use diet drinks and she looked like she was made up for Halloween. But they didn't say why that happens, and that's damage to the mitochondria. And that's why Michael Fox said, how can I get Parkinson's at the age of 30? It's an old man's disease. And aspartame does not know age. And that's why they get all these neurodegenerative diseases when they're young. And the other thing they showed, and I thought, oh, thank you, they showed what teeth would look like. Aspartame binds to calcium, makes your teeth fall out, and they showed a picture of it and what it does to the kidneys. And I'm sure that was seen by millions of people. And so I was hoping you'd get to see it. But if not, I'm sure there'll be a video of it on it later today on ABC.
Well, thanks to you, my daughter is off of Diet Coke. And I really, I know that aspartame exists in many products, and I definitely want you to review them for our listeners. But something else that I have read, I believe, recently, is that aspartame actually causes you to gain weight.
Of course.
But
I don't know how
to explain to people how that is.
I don't even know how they sell it as Diet Coke, unless they just took the T off of it. but it makes you crave carbohydrates so that you gain weight. And, of course, the menthol turns to formaldehyde, and the Croco study, which showed that it embalms living tissue, shows that most of the toxicity or substantial amounts of it are in the fat cells. So if you see somebody that's on it that's particularly got, you know, large hips and thighs, that's formaldehyde, and it turns the tissues to plastic. And there's no way we can get that out. We do have detox under resources, but formaldehyde, as you know, is embalming fluid. And it's one of the reasons people should want to get off of it, because it's definitely better to be embalmed after you die.
Right, absolutely. But that, well, see, this is just like with fluoride, it crumbles your teeth, and they're pushing it in terms of being making your teeth stronger. It's the diametrically opposed from what it's supposed to do. Aspartame is in these diet sodas, and they're being causing you to lose weight, and that's what diet implies, and yet it is the polar opposite.
Yes.
I think that's so important for people to realize, because, you know, if smokers wore the tar on the outside of their bodies, nobody would smoke. And if people realize that aspartame is actually causing them to get fat, boy, would they flee.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I was hoping today that a lot of dentists would have seen that program, simply because that they always tell people to use sugar-free gum. And gum is even worse than diet drinks, because as Dr. Roberts points out in his medical text, it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva straight to the brain. And many people have had grand mal seizures on a stick of sugar-free gum.
Are you serious?
Yes, and Dr. Walton told me, he says, you need to know, and people need to know, that if there's gum out there and there's not much of it that doesn't say aspartame, he said there is aspartame in it anyway. So
you were saying that sometimes products with sugar also contain aspartame.
That's right. That's what he is saying. You know, and Dr. Walton, I'm sure you sometime may want to interview. I noticed from reading your post, you know, about vaccinations and autism. And
yes,
that's because, you know, from the adjuvant, which is an immune stimulator. Well, aspartame is also an adjuvant, and Dr. Walton is doing a study for anyone that's formal on our page, for anyone who has given birth after 1984, because it showed birth defects in the studies, and the FDA made a deal with G.D. Searle never to allow the public to know it caused birth defects and never to let them see it. And so now it took many years to get those studies, and they're just horrible. And that, and the combination of vaccines, which do such terrible things, and like Dr. Roberts said, by the time they go to school, the vaccines have completely destroyed the immune system of children. And now they're putting...
Well, I must say something at this juncture, because I can never let this comment go by without addressing it. And that autism is subsclerosing panencephalitis brought about 80% by the measles virus in the single measles or the MMR vaccine, or by 20% by antigens. So I am always trying to be clear about that, because mercury causes so many damages. Autism, which is subsclerosing panencephalitis, is not among them. And that's why I almost always say this, because as damaging as mercury is, it is not what's causing autism.
Incidentally, just a little trivia about that mercury. Someone went to a meeting about it, and there were all these doctors there, and he said that the doctors were saying the problem is that mercury's heavy, so that the person who gets the vaccines at the bottom usually have the biggest problem. And so he says that what is so, he said, either you can consider it criminal or hysterical, But the company that was there said, well, here's the way to solve the problem. Just shake it. And that's how they left the meeting. So anyway,
well,
the doctors were concerned about the vaccines.
Right. A friend of mine did an article on this very issue, and I'll certainly send that to you, Sandy Lynette. But anyway, so let us get back to aspartame. And, aspartame also has adjuvants. That's very interesting. I didn't realize that.
And not only that, I was doing a show one day for Jeff Rentz, and he said, you know, there is aspartame in some vaccines. He says, why is that? I says, because it is an adjuvant. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. So it's, he said, that's something I didn't know. And most people don't know. And it was Dr. James Bowen that told me that when he wrote a paper about it. You know, he has Lou Gehrig's disease from aspartame. The interesting thing about Dr. Bowen is that they say that he was a chemical genius at the age of 9, and when he went, you know, he took 4 years of chemistry, and he became a physician, and chemistry is his thing. And he said, if I had ever seen the formula for aspartame, he said that I never would have put it in my body. And, of course, in the end, he had cancer, and fortunately, when they said to call the undertaker, somebody sent him some herbs and cured him. So he's okay now. But
is an interesting point you make. How does one detox from aspartame? You're saying that it is impossible to detox from formaldehyde within aspartame. Am I correct? But
right.
How
here is what Dr. Caldwell told me. And we have a link to it. We have an aspartame resource guide that they can email for at BettyM19@manspring.com, or you can get on my website, mpwhi.com, and click on resources, and you'll see Dr. Caldwell's detox. And I tried it when I was on a ship one time, and I spent most of my time on the 14th floor. They had an excellent pastry chef. My husband says, you're going to gain 20 pounds. But I was on, Dr. Caldwell wanted me to try it out. And actually what happened was I lost 9 pounds and I was full of energy. But anyway, Dr. Blaylock has also given information, and he says, here's what this is done. He said he got some physicians in Europe to make it up. There's some capsules. And he says it cleans out the system. Except, you know, you can't get the formaldehyde out. But he said it really cleans the system, because if you just take supplements and you're just full of aspartame, he says that they won't work as well. And he says, because Dr. Blaylock, you know, he gives the different things. For instance, he says that anyone on aspartame for the rest of their life, they must always, always take magnesium, because it protects the brain and the heart from excitotoxins. And the one that he recommends is on the internet called Jigsaw, and the reason you have to be careful about getting the right magnesium is that they also make, for instance, magnesium aspartate. Aspartate is what's in aspartame, and people don't know that, and they just pick up a bottle of magnesium. So anyway, so he has, you know, the recommendations of the things you could take. I know he told me, and this is very important, is to always use curcumin. And the reason he said this, that's really sulfur, and organic sulfur, as you know, causes, you know, oxygen to go through your body. But he said that because of the chemtrails, when you can't go back, he said the only thing that's going to save you is taking curcumin. And he said nothing will grow under, where it falls, and that's very interesting. Just as another little bit of trivia, and it's sad trivia, is someone in Europe told me that Norway, where there were a lot of chemtrails, that the grass is dying and plants are becoming extinct. And, of course, Dr. Blaylock told me it's going to kill the pilots and their families, and you know, he said, you need to get to Washington. But I saw one email go by that I sent to him that said NASA was behind it. But I tell you what's behind it, depopulation. I'm telling you, between the vaccines and the aspartame and the chemtrails and genetic engineering, there's not as much hope as a snowball in hell. Only way I know
No, you're so correct. We have to start arresting people. There are people who are heading up these programs that really must be arrested. They must be stopped, because if they can be stopped, then we can stop this horrendous agenda.
I know. And the thing of it is, you know, I told you about one program this morning on aspartame. But if you were to go to Google and put in aspartame for the news of the day, and you did that every single day, 99% of the stories are on the horrors of aspartame, because after 30 years, everybody knows. And then you take our FDA, the Fatal Drugs Allowed folks, and the European Food Safety Authority, who I work with, and Parliament. There were so many bad studies on aspartame that they said, when they said it was safe, they said, go back and do it again. How can it be safe with all these studies showing it's not safe? And so they went back and did it again and said it was safe. And I looked to see how they did that. There were 82 scientific, independent, peer-reviewed studies that showed how deadly aspartame is. And they said they didn't consider those. They threw them out. They considered them unreliable. And so everything that showed aspartame is deadly was thrown out. And you talk about these agencies being prosecuted. They should be, because then people think it's fine and they take it. And one of them, and especially, you know, it's almost, it's as bad as the obesity epidemic and taking aspartame to lose weight as pushing it on diabetics, since aspartame has obviously caused the diabetic epidemic because it precipitates diabetes. And Dr. Roberts, who wrote that in the medical text, is a diabetic specialist, and it simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy. It destroys the optic nerve from the free methyl alcohol, and it causes diabetics to go in convulsions, and it interacts with their drugs and insulin, and the methanol causes them to lose limbs. So if you want to kill a diabetic, give them aspartame, and they push it on all diabetics.
Well, the shock that you were just saying that you can go into from the gum, this is deadly. That can be deadly, that kind of shock.
Well, yes, and one of the things that, you know, 90% of the physicians don't know, only those that have Dr. Roberts' medical text, I guess, he has a chapter on drug interaction. Because of that damage to the mitochondria, it interacts with your drugs. So like a neurologist here told me, he said, Betty, I had a patient, I had seizures all day, constantly had seizures. And he said, I knew about aspartame because I'm a neurologist, and I remember the aspartame wars. And he says, I tried every single anti-seizure medication in the PDR, the physician's desk reference, and nothing would help her, so I put her in the hospital. And it wasn't until when she was in the hospital that I noticed she had a case of Diet Coke under the bed. And I said, are you drinking this? And she said, yes. She says, I drink it all the time. He says, well, you'll always have seizures. You have to get off of it. And so he got her off of it, and she went crazy. You know, that's the withdrawal and the depletion of serotonin. And he says he put her in a mental hospital. And he said 2 weeks later, no more mental problems and no more seizures. That's all that it took. And it's like our Mission Possible Falkland Islands. He said that his daughter, you know, for 18 years had seizures every night. And he said he was always up with her, and of course she was on anti-seizure medication that didn't work. And he just happened to read one of our articles and got her off, and all the seizures stopped. He said 18 years, and we didn't know. And he was so upset, because not only had it affected his daughter, but his wife had a brain tumor, and you know aspartame breaks down to DKP, the brain tumor agent. And he knew how hard it was to get it banned, but in the Falkland Islands, there's only 3 or 4 million people. And he said that he actually sat down and sent every single person who lives in the Falklands a letter. And he says, we don't have to worry about a ban anymore. He said, aspartame products rot on the shelves. Now, you want to talk about supreme activism? He did it. Robin Goodwin.
Okay, now, what other places have banned Amino Sweet, they're calling it, am I correct?
Right, Amino Sweet, and that's extremely, extremely deceptive because it's the menthol that gives you the sweetness, and they want to get away from that. You know, I just wrote an article that was on the front of the Health Freedom News called Rot Gut Aspartame Menthol Mania, and a lot of people don't know about it, but they want to get away from it, so they're calling it Amino Sweet, and it's very, very deceptive. You know, that's what criminals do. They get you so well known, they change their name. Well, now that we've gotten
right.
it all over the world.
That's what they're doing with the vaccines with polio. They said they eradicated polio in India. All they did was change the name to acute flaccid paralysis. Polio is thriving in India because they keep giving the live polio virus, the oral one. But yes, but
I wonder, do they stay up at night and think of these things?
Well, it's certainly worth their effort, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
They're very good at it. But I wanted to ask you also, I have a lot of questions, but one of them is, beyond Amino Sweet, are there other names, and are they required to list any name? So are there other names, and are they required, is it always required that this be listed?
Okay, first of all, to answer your question, aspartame is not only called Amino Sweet, it's called NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, Nature Test. In Europe, it's E951. In New Zealand, it's 951. It's called Canderel in England, Benevia. And also, since the patent has expired, anybody can use it, but the law requires that it carry a PKU warning. And many times, which is also because they don't have to put PKU on it, which PKP people would know, they'll say contains phenylalanine because it's got 50% phenylalanine in it, which is why it's a neurotoxin, you know, in meat and milk.
Phenylalanine,
it's in ballots.
Is that begun with an F or a PH, phenylalanine?
PHENYLALAINE. But anyway, it just really destroys the brain. And it's in balance in protein, 20 amino acids, and, you know, 4-5% in milk and meat, this sort of thing. But 50% in aspartame, it's half of the molecule, and it does so much damage. And it's also another reason why, as Dr. Elsis, a pediatric geneticist from Emory, testified before Congress, you know, that causes birth defects and mental retardation, even from the phenylalanine, and then it breaks down into DKP and the brain tumor agent. You think of all these kids at St. Jude, you know, that are admitted with brain tumors, little babies, and their mother used aspartame.
Well, okay, I also want to know, when I interviewed you last, you said that there is aspartame in yogurt. Do you mean only diet yogurt or in regular yogurt, too?
Well, this is the thing that really galls me, and I was out and I was telling somebody about it, is that the dairy people, now the yogurt people twice over the years have petitioned the FDA to allow it in yogurt unlabeled. Okay, now here comes the dairy people, and they petition the FDA to allow it unlabeled in, 17 dairy products. Now, I wrote Freedom of Information and said, did you allow it? And some other organization said that they did, but they would not answer me. And 100,000 people wrote them, very, very upset. And, of course, FDA lies all the time. So they put out an article, which you can which you can Google, where the FDA says people are confused. All we're doing is, for instance, if you have chocolate milk, for instance, they use. It said normally it will say reduced calories. Well, that means people will know that it's aspartame in it and avoid it. And so he said, so we take off the reduced calories so they won't know, and then they'll use it. And they may put a PKU warning in small letters or something. But the thing of it is they're taking off most of the labeling, and here they've admitted it. Now, you realize what the FDA is saying. We know people know it's a poison, and they don't want it, and they don't want their kids to have it. So we're going to change the labeling so they won't know it, and they'll have to take it anyway. Now, you want to talk about loyalty to the dairy people and to industry, you see it. And not only that, there's been almost zero news about this, but the jam people have also petitioned the FDA to allow it in, you know, jellies and jam without labeling. So if it's not organic or you know who made it, you can't even use jam anymore.
Right. I understand one of my favorite brands is no longer reliable, and that would be Smucker's. I was really disturbed because I've always loved Smucker's strawberry jelly, you know, jam rather. But,
well, they were using aspartame labeled, and the last time I looked at it, they had Splenda in it. You know,
okay, so
they're
being
drinking
aspartame. So now this is not a diet jelly. This is a regular jelly.
Right.
You know, this is a regular, oh, this is so distressing. By any chance, have you published or your organization published a list of foods that, you know, with brand names, not homegrown, but any kind of a list that you can assure people they will not find aspartame in?
Well, first of all, while there was a patent, you could get that list from the PKU people. They had to maintain it. And you can still contact them and get some of the list. But because the patent expired and they can put it in anything, they can have Sugar Twin 1 and Sugar Twin 2. One of them would be sugar and the other one would be aspartame. But I have many times put a list of what we know. And I will tell people, you know, because there's so many articles under aspartame news, and it goes back year after year after year to find them. But if you get on Google and put in products with aspartame in it, many people have made lists of what they know. Here is the problem. We know it's in at least 14,000 products, and it's in drugs. In the very products used to treat the problems that aspartame causes, you know, like Merck has a headache drug.
What about baby formula? Do we have it in baby formula?
Well, you know, if you read report for schools, it's on a banner on our website. There were so many questions about that in children that I asked all of our experts to each write a report on what aspartame does to the brains of our children. But in the one that Dr. Roberts wrote, he talked about that the babies are even getting it if they nurse their mother. Their mother's using it, and it's going right to the baby's brain. And I tried to check it out because I was doing a documentary in Wales, and they were very interested in the baby food. Now, I did not actually see it when I went to the grocery store. And Dr. Oney is responsible for getting the MSG out of it. But in small amounts, they don't have to list it. And someone told me it's in products in baby food in the UK everywhere. And then I had called food standards, and the recommendations were that it wasn't allowed to be given, you know, to toddlers, but they do anyway. And I called it to their attention because when I was doing the documentary, I was doing it from Atlanta to Wales through Skype, and I held up a bottle called Bubbly, just to show you what they sell babies. And it's spelled B-U-B-B-L-E-E-E. and it's got brilliant brew dye, which is carcinogenic. And, you know, if you picked up the bottle, you would say, gee, this must be for blowing bubbles. But when you look at the ingredients, there is nothing in it but aspartame, citric acid, a sulfine, potassium, saccharin, and I think another chemical, and no food at all, just chemicals. And they wonder why, you know, the problem with the brains of kids in Europe, products like this. And I called Food Standard. I said, this is against the law. They should not be able. I said, I was walking down the street in Essex, and they were selling this, and little toddlers were walking off with this little blue bottle, you know, drinking poison. And as to the fact that the blue dye is carcinogenic, is the FDA knows it. They know about all the dyes that are carcinogenic. And an article I found that is old, I mean really old, said the FDA had put off for 27 times the issue of the dyes. In other words, this would be against the Delaney Amendment because it's carcinogenic, and so they serve above the law, and they just postpone everything. It's like the when I asked for the ban and then an imminent health hazard, which is supposed to be answered in a week or 10 days by law, they write and they use a regulation and they say, we have more important things to do. So over a decade has gone by and they still won't answer it. And then if you write your congressman and say, look what the FDA is doing, this is against the law, they write the FDA. The FDA sends them propaganda and your congressman sends it back to you. And don't expect to get something done in Congress because there already were congressional hearings. And the there were scientists and doctors that screamed at the fact that people were having seizures and MS and going blind, all these different things. And yet Senator Metzenbaum had set up a bill. Now, think about why you would not sign a bill like this. What was wrong with it? All it was asking the National Institute of Health to do independent studies on what they were already seeing aspartame causing in the population, which is what it does to the fetus, the behavioral problems it causes from depletion of serotonin, you know, the, let me see, the seizures, and many of the things, and it put a moratorium on aspartame. And it never got out of committee, because these senators were paid. And Senator Hatch, you had the committee meeting, you know, received over a couple of $1,000s. And once they give them all this money, they are not going to do anything to help. And it's just like when E. Mord, an attorney, was interviewed on a radio station. And he's an attorney in Washington, D.C., that is known for fighting the FDA and winning every time. And they asked him, they said, Mr. Emerald, is there anything that has come out of Congress that is good for the people in the last few years? And he said, not a thing. So, you know, there's no way to go for help. That's why we're here.
Right. I ran for Congress a couple of times. They certainly did everything in the world to censor me. However, one of my runs, I tried to print up cards, and the printing place would not print them. And it said this. It said, oh, I will oppose all legislation. You're welcome. That's what I was saying. I will oppose all legislation. You're welcome.
Well, let me tell you, I know this is true, and the reason I know it is because I ran for mayor in 1973 here in Atlanta. And I didn't really mean to do this because I had medical clinics 24 hours, and I had 200 doctors working for me, and, you know, I didn't even have any time, and this reporter happened to say to someone on TV, you know, if you could do for government what you've done for medicine, we'd have a better city. And so the station called me and says, you know, how could you not tell us? And I said, well, I'm not running for mayor. I said, you know, it's been suggested, but I'm not running for mayor. And the next thing I know, I got all these cameras in my office, and I used my hands, and I said, gentlemen, we got a lot of sick patients here. Could you please pick up your equipment and leave, because I'm not running for mayor? So they showed me on TV moving my hands around. They took off my voice and, you know, said that she says the biggest problem in the city is crime. It was really kind of funny. But,
oh, boy.
So, you know, I went ahead and after that just ran because I was trying to raise money to build a trauma center by helicopter ambulance in my mother's name. And I thought, well, it would get it over. I was dating a traumatologist that wanted to bring up medicine 100 years. And you have no idea how much opposition that there was. And while I was running for mayor, if you knew the things I was offered, and I just couldn't believe it, just opened up my eyes about the corruptness of politics. And you know, someone who teaches the Bible, I know what it means. Don't be part of this world. You just can't do anything because of the constant corruption. And so
right,
that's
exactly
why I started this organization. You know, I said, if I have to warn everybody on planet Earth one by one, this is the only way we're going to save their lives. That's why I tell people, if I tell you something, you tell it to 10 other people.
You know,
I
do the same thing. I give them my card, and it's got important websites on the back, and I say, I will not give you this card unless when you check out what I have to say and verify its accuracy, that you must then give it to every other parent. This is not just a card. This is a card bearing responsibility.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And we have some people everywhere that have done things you wouldn't even believe. Felicity Mawson just recently came to visit me. She's Mission Possible UK. She stopped a train to give out flyers. She really did. Got on and started giving out flyers. And then Patty Ford, which is Mission Possible Fresno, they had Diet Coke machines and OBGYN, and they had stickers made up that said toxic waste and put it on each anything that said diet anything, you know. And they
Great.
Kept taking them off, and they kept putting them back on. And then Costco was selling vitamins, children's vitamins with it, and she dressed up as the Grim Reaper, and other people dressed up in her organization and went down there and protested. And I ended up seeing her on national TV with a sign, shame on the FDA. But people
Now, that's another thing. Vitamins. They have aspartame. Are they in vitamins, too?
Yes, and I'll tell you something. One of the saddest things, I don't know if you've seen Sweet Misery and Sweet Remedy, but in Sweet Remedy you'll see a girl that was given a Flintstone vitamin when she was 6 years old. She was actually on hard copy and caused brain damage, this Flintstone vitamin. And they also showed pilots, you know, and had seizures on aspartame, which is why we have Mission Possible Aviation. And it was so strong, they canceled hard copy. Can't get on there and see it anymore. And so in Sweet Remedy, you see this little girl, which is now much older, and you can see the brain damage and how she acts, all from a Flintstone vitamin. And I guess Flintstone may have gotten the message, because last time I looked, they changed to Splenda. But, you know, it's like Dr. Bowen said, if they go from aspartame to Splenda, they're just going to maintain the reactions of aspartame and pick up those of Splenda because they took the hydroxyls, you know, and exchanged them for chlorine. So, you know, they're still poisoning the children.
Well, Dr. Carley says it's opposite day. Well, every day is opposite day. Everything you think you know is just the opposite of what really is. And I tell you, it's left me in such a haze in terms of the kind of food I will eat. I'm at the point where I'm afraid to eat anything that's packaged whatsoever. And I really would like to have yogurt, but I don't know what yogurt I can have. I may have to make my own.
I was thinking the same thing. Dr. Fagan, who exposed genetic engineering, once said, if it's in a box, don't buy it. And, you know, trying to make a difference, for instance, on the cruise ships. I have never been on a cruise ship that I, before I got off, I didn't give them a package on aspartame and the and Splenda and whatnot, and I give them some just like sugar, which is which is a safe sweetener, and you might want to interview Mike Silver about it, and Dr. Blaylock asked for it to be examined, you know, and so it's perfectly safe. It's just made out of chicory and orange peel and from organic oranges, the vitamin C, and I don't have any financial association with them at all. I'm just telling you that that this is safe, and I would, they have the little green packets, so I give them to the ship. And I was wondering, I says, you know, I've been on so many ships, and I'm still seeing equal sitting on the table. So I went to the maitre d', I gave him our flyer that says, waiter, please remove this neurotoxin from our table, and which is what we give out in restaurants. And he said, no, it made a difference. He said they were putting aspartame in food on the ships. Nobody knows it when they want to sprinkle aspartame on everything. And he says they were told they could no longer use aspartame, but they do have equal on the table. And I imagine from the standpoint of responsibility, what they're saying is we won't be responsible anymore for poisoning people with aspartame, but if they take it on their own, then that's different. And that should not be the case. If they know it's going to poison them, they should take it off the table. And
well,
they just won't do it.
I had a hilarious conversation with my assemblyman, basically saying he realizes, his person in this office, he realizes that vaccines are 100% poison. They said, we know. And I said, okay. And in light of the fact that he completely understands this, he's going to do nothing about it. That's right. I said, well, your candor is refreshing because you've been lying to me for years, but now you're acknowledging it, bully for you, and you're saying brazenly to my face, and we know it, and we're going to do nothing about it. Wow, that's a new step in who gives a hoot, you know? I asked him if he was leaving me with prayer. I said, that I see. So in full recognition of this, you refuse to take action and will support the polar opposite, which is to increase vaccines. And I guess I'll just say a prayer because I certainly don't have a prayer of getting through to you.
Well, let me tell you something. They've done down the public. The way that they think sometimes really gets to me. I went into a restaurant and gave them this flyer. And they said, well, we're not going to take aspartame off because we must give them a choice. And I said, really? I said, do you realize what you just said? And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, if this one said safe sweetener, and this one said sugar, and this one said poison, they would have a choice. But when they look at equal and think that it was approved by the FDA, which it wasn't, you know, they had to fire the FDA commissioner that revoked the petition for approval, the Board of Inquiry, and put somebody else in. Reagan was responsible for getting it on the market because the FDA wouldn't approve it back then. So it's, you know, but they think, well, it's on, you know, surely they're not going to poison us. And what do you call a product that was listed with the Pentagon in an inventory of prospective biochemical warfare weapons submitted to Congress? That it is literally a chemical poison. And like Dr. Blaylock says, understand the reactions are not allergic but toxic, like arsenic and cyanide. Might as well use arsenic. You know?
Well, I've always been grateful that they approved anthrax for testing in children in vaccines. I thought, oh, well, at least people know flat out anthrax is bad for you, you know? But I have to say the same thing with the vaccines. I call them life-stealing vaccines to counter the life-saving vaccines they're trying to cram down our throats.
Well, let me tell you, when anthrax was first, you know, given to the military, it was not approved by the FDA. Michael Friedman said, just go ahead and use it. And Dr. Roberts told me that. So if you're saying it's been approved now, it would be anyway. I mean, because, you know, the FDA is simply Big Pharma's Washington branch office, and they will tell you that they get over half their money from them, and they are their customer, and they're loyal to them, not the people.
Well, now they're saying the FDA, Dr. Crawley just sent me an article about how they have they are going to mandate vaccines for autistic